This afternoon, we'd like to see the title of a divided heart in the book of Hosea, chapter 10, verses 1 to 15. To online words of people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 2, their heart is divided, now they are held guilty. He will break down their altars, he will ruin their sacred pillars. What does the divided heart mean? Question 2, in verse 3, for now they say, we have no king, because we did not fear the Lord. And as for a king, what would he do for us? What does it mean? Question 3, last question in verse 5. The inhabitants of Samaria fear because of the calf of Beth-Aven, for its people mourn for it, and its priests shriek for it, because its glory has departed from it. What does the Beth-Aven mean? After the death of Solomon, the king, in 1931 before Christ, Israel nation was divided, with Israel ruled by Jeroboam in north boundary, and Judah ruled by Rehoboam, Solomon's son, in south boundary. Before, Israel was carried away as captivity by Assyria in 722 before Christ. Hosea, the prophet, prophesied to Israel during 760 up to 720 before Christ, while Isaiah prophesied to Judah, the southern nation, during 745 up to 695 before Christ. Verse 1, Israel, northern nation, empties his vine. How? When Hosea began to prophesy, Jeroboam the second, the king, 782 up to 753 before Christ, the 13th king of northern nation Israel, reigned Israel, which was prosperous, received a lot of blessings from God. But he brings forth, Israel brings forth fruit for himself, not for God, but for himself and idols. Like a certain Judah, Isaiah prophecy, chapter 5, verses 1, 2, 4 as well. Now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleared out its stones and planted it with the choicest vine, or the best vine. He built a tower in its midst, and also made a wine press in it. So God expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. And now all inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, the southern nation, judge please between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why then, when I expected it to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? So God wants our lives to be fruitful for God. His creation purpose is for God's glory. John chapter 15, verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. Romans chapter 11, verse 36. For over him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glorified forever. Amen. God created creatures. Why? Because of for his glory, God's glory. But here, Israel people received a lot of blessings from God, but they used those blessings for himself, and here he had increased the altars. He used them for the altars. So that's why it resulted in wild grapes. According to the bounties of his land, they have embellished it. His sacred pillars made goodly images. They made a lot of goodly images, idol images. Verse 2, their heart is divided. They have two masters. One is God, and the other, such as self, idols, for example, car, house, food, child, money. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Here required all, undivided. So all. So also, Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, Jesus said, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon or any other, including self or your child. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 31, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So like that, you working for your child, ultimately for God in that way. You working for yourself, ultimately for God. So if any conflict, you working for anything else or any others than God, for God, with God, so you should delete the conflict portion. So everything, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. If you love God all, you obey God. Now they are held guilty because of divided heart. With divided heart, which meaning one half loyal to God, but the other half is something else. God will break down their altars, their images. He will ruin their sacred pillars. God will break down or spoil their images. Verse 3. For now they say, we have no king, because we did not fear the Lord. And as for a king, what would he do for us? What it doesn't mean. No king, because we did not fear the Lord. Because we did not have holy fear of God, God is going to break down the kingdom of Israel, and so they have no king. How about as for a king, what would he do for us? As for a foreign king, that is Assyrian king, Jerah, Shalman, or called as Salmaneser, what would he do for us? So Assyrian king would slay most of Israelites in extreme cruelty. Verse 4, they have spoken words, swearing falsely in making a covenant. Covenant is a promise, but not only one generation, more than one generation, second generation. So falsely, swearing meaning making promise irrevocably, that is swearing. So falsely, two way. Number one, with intention not to keep it, they made a covenant. That is called as falsely swearing. Number two, their making a covenant is disapproved by their subsequent non-fidence or misfidence. Non-fidence, which meaning non-doing. Misfidence, which meaning misdoing. Simply, they should have kept the word of God. For example, Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6, God gave a covenant through Moses. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people. For all the earth is mine. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to children of Israel. So God made a covenant with Moses and Israel people generation and the future generation too. But the problem is now the northern Israelites disobeyed God's voice, God's covenant. So they worshiped the idols. That's why he's swearing falsely in making covenant. So subsequent to idol worshiping disapproved their making covenant. That's why swearing falsely in making covenant, just a judgment spring up like a hemlock. Hemlock, which means a poisonous plants in the furrows of the fields. Verse 5, the inhabitants of Samaria. Samaria is the capital city of northern Israel kingdom. Fear because of the cap of Beth-Aven. Beth-Aven, which means the house of idols. Aven means idols. Original name is Beth-El. Beth-El, El meaning God. That is the house of God. First, Beth-El was the place of God's promise to Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verses 7 to 8. Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your descendants I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Beth-El. And he pitched his tent with Beth-El on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So that place is Beth-El too. Number two, the place of the presence of God through Jacob. Genesis chapter 28, verse 11. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head. And he lay down in that place to sleep. Verse 12. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. Verse 15, behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on the top of it, called as Peniel, the house of God. But how come here Hosea called Peniel as Beth Abel, the house of idols? Because the first king of northern Israel is here. He made two golden calves. Therefore, the first king, chapter 12, verse 28-29. Therefore, the king Jeroboam asked advice, made two calves of gold, and said to the people, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem in southbound in Judah. Here are your gods, O Israel, northern kingdom, which brought you up from the land of Egypt. And he set up one in Peniel and the other to put in Dan. So Peniel become Beth Abel, the house of idol. That's why his Hosea called Peniel as Beth Abel. For its people mourn for it. Its priest shrieks for it. Shrieks, which means cried out for it, for its, the calf, the golden calf idol, because its glory has departed from it. So Israel's glory was gone. Verse 6, the idol, or the golden calf idol, also shall be carried to Assyria. So Assyria took over the golden calf because of gold. As a present or as a gift for King Jared. King Jared, or another name is Shalman, Assyrian king Shalman. Ephraim, the major tribe of Israel, the northern kingdom, Ephraim shall receive shame. And Israel shall be ashamed of his own counsel, not God's counsel. As for Samaria, the capital city of northern Israel, her king is cut off, or her king is slain, like a twig on the water. Twig, a small branch on the water, that is a form on the water, easily disappearing thing. Easily disappearing thing. That's why I call the foam or a twig on the water. Also, the high places of Aben, high places of idols. Why are idols in the high places? Their idol worshippers' idea is getting a little nearer to God. That's why they put idols on more higher mountain. They want to close to God, like that. So here, the thorn and thistle or wild plants shall grow on their altars. They shall say, the mountain, cover us, and to the hill, fall on us, to protect us from Assyrian cruel invasion. Like Revelation chapter 6, verse 16, the Lord allowed on the earth against non-Christians great tribulation. That time is the earthly residents that are non-Christians said, Revelation chapter 6, verse 16, and said to the mountain and rock, fall on us and hide us from the face of the Lord who sits on the throne and from the wrath.
Gibeah
stands for the days of horrible rebellion against God. Gibeah was the hometown of King Saul. So King Saul is a Benjamin tribe. 1 Samuel chapter 11, verse 4. So the messenger came to Gibeah of Saul. So Saul's hometown is Gibeah. See, Hosea chapter 9, verse 9. In Judges chapter 19, you have this horrible story of a Levite in Ephraim land visited his father-in-law's home in Bethlehem to bring back his concubine who played the harlot against him. During journeying back to Ephraim, the couple had stopped to stay overnight in Gibeah, northeast bound, in the territory of the Benjamites, Benjamin territory. Then some wicked Benjamite men gathered around the house and demanded that the Levite came out so they could have sex with him. Instead, the Levite gave them his concubine. They raped and abused her all night and then left her dead at the door of the house. The Levite divided her into 12 pieces, limb by limb, sent her throughout all the territory of Israel, saying in Judges chapter 19, verse 30, no such deed has been done or seen from the day that the children of Israel came out from the land of Egypt until this day. Consider it, confirm, and speak up. Then the wicked man and their allied Benjamites were ultimately destroyed for its evil. In Judges chapter 20, verse 48, and the men of Israel turned back against the children of Benjamin and struck them down with the edge of the sword from every city, man and beast, all who were found. They also set fire to all the cities they came to. So that is the days of Gibeah. So Gibeah is a symbol of a horrible rebellion against God. There they stood, the battle in Gibeah against the children of iniquity, do not overtake them. Here in God's mercy, God allowed a few to escape, not utterly destroy Benjamin people or Benjamites. Verse 10, when it is my desire, I will chasten or chastise them because our God is righteous. Peoples shall be gathered against them when I bind them for their two transgressions. What are two transgressions or two violations or lawlessness? First, we can see two golden calves because Jeroboam built two golden calves. That is two transgressions. Or here, two transgressions in verse 11, Ephraim, Israel, and Judah. Ephraim indicates a major tribe of Israel. So two transgressions is one is Israel, the other one is Judah, southern nation. Ephraim is a trained heifer. They loved to thresh grain. Verses 11 and 12 describe God's mercy. Because the heifer is a female, the ox, female cow, you know, young cow called heifer. Heifer which threads out the grain or the corns can eat the grain. So Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 4, you shall not murder an ox while it treads out the grain. So while the heifer treasure out grains or corns, so a heifer would be happy because a heifer would eat without muzzling freely. So usually the heifer would be fat. So here, Ephraim is a trained heifer. They love to thresh grain because they can eat the grain. But I harnessed meaning put a leather band her fair neck. I will make Ephraim pull a plow. Judah shall plow. So Ephraim indicates the northern nation, Israel. Judah is a southern nation. That's why two transgressions might indicate one is Ephraim or Israel, the other Judah. Or so two golden calves. Verse 12, so Jacob shall break his claws. So verse 12, sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy as God wants. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness on you, as God wants. But, verse 13, you have plowed wickedness. You have reaped iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies because you trust in your own way, not in God's way. In the multitude of your mighty men, you trust on your power, your mighty men. Therefore, tumult or war shall arise among your people, and all your fortresses shall be plundered, shall be spoiled. Shalman, Assyrian king, plundered Beth Araba in the day of battle. Assyrians' severe cruelty described in verse 14, a mother dashed in pieces upon her children. So mother had clenched with her child head together, so the head is the blood burst out, coming down. So here is Assyrian's severe cruelty described. A mother dashed in pieces upon her children. In 740 before Christ, it happened to destroy the city of Beth Araba and killed many people. Verse 15, thus it shall be done to you, O Bethel. Now, Hosea called Bethel original name, rather than Beth Aven. Because of your great wickedness, at dawn the king of Israel shall be cut off utterly. So in 722 before Christ, after the end of Hosea prophecy, 2 years later, Israel was fully conquered by Assyria. Let's see each question answer. Verse 1. Question 1 in verse 2. In their heart is divided. Now they are held guilty. He will break down their altars. He will ruin their sacred pillars. What does divided heart mean? Divided heart meaning they have two masters. One is God and the other something else. Question 2. In verse 3, for now they say, we have no king, because we did not fear the Lord. And as for a king, what would he do for us? What does it mean? Because we did not have holy fear of God, God is going to break down the kingdom of Israel, and so they have no king. As for a foreign king, that is Assyrian king, Jarab or Salman, what would he do for us? He would slay most of Israelites in extreme cruelty. Last question 3 in verse 5. The inhabitants of Samaria fear because of the calf of Beth Aven,
for its people mourn for it, and its priests shriek for it, because its glory has departed from it. What does the Beth Aven mean? The Beth Aven means the house of idols, because Jeroboam put two golden calves in Bethel, and the other one in Dan. So Bethel is becoming Beth Aven, or the house of idols. Let's sing song all together on bulletin.